The program will be somewhat like this, that Shyam Sundar Prabhu, His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu, is the temple president of the Houston Temple, will first speak about the meaning of Vyasa Puja from this year's Vyasa Puja book of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And then Maharaj made a very substantial offering. This time we were very happy to see that was a very substantial offering, 6 pages. Generally they tell us not to write more than 2 pages, so your offering was so great they allowed 6 pages in. Just tells the caliber of your person. So Maharaj will read his offering to Srila Prabhupada. And then I will call upon the devotees to speak, starting with Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Maharaj's godbrothers and godsisters, and then some of the senior devotees who are here, and of course the disciples. And I've got a list of about 20 names who have asked to speak. And of course, more of you can speak. It's just a matter of how long we'd like this program to go. In terms of the housekeeping announcements, there are two very important announcements that I don't want to forget making. The first is that today in the evening there will be a very large Harinam party going out to West End. Is it West End that it'll be going out to? Yes. And Jai Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki! So the devotees are very enthusiastic, and today is a very auspicious day, and so we want to take full advantage of this program. We request that you first come to the temple at 6:30 so that you can take part in the arati at 6:30 for their lordships, sort of like warm up a little before we go out at 7 o'clock. Of course, it may be a little longer than 7. Meantime, we'll continue with bhajans in the temple room. So please, all of you come. This is actually our Yuga Dharma. This is actually, at one time, I remember Maharaj telling us all, this is the most important thing we can do, is to go out in the streets and distribute the holy names of the Lord. So please do come to this program. And then the second part is, as I understand it, because we have somewhat shifted the program in terms of taking longer to finish, we were supposed to have taken prasadam at 2 o'clock. The reason is some of you had timed it that you will be leaving because you have to get back to your respective services. And the earliest one that I know will have to leave at 3:30, which means you need about an hour before that for your prasadam. Don't mind if we run over on the program. The prasadam may be served out later. It may be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, depending on how the program goes. But for those of you who need to leave, prasadam is available. Please don't leave without having had prasadam first. So for you, the prasadam will be ready upstairs, and you can actually take prasadam before you leave. And I suggest that, like Manasi Ganga Prabhu, you're leaving at 3:30. You have to be out of here at 3:30. So around 2:30, you might go up and take prasadam, come back again, take part in the program some more, and then leave. Okay? Anybody else who's leaving early, apart from Manasi Ganga? Leaving early? Any devotees leaving early? No? Okay, that's very good. So all of us will be here until we're ready for prasadam. Of course, the children may feel a little hungry, in which case the mothers, you have to take care of that by taking them out and make sure that they take some prasadam, because really we can't hold them back as long as we can hold back ourselves here. So thank you very much, and I'll call upon His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu to speak about the meaning of Vyasa Puja.
Namo Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Giriraj Swami Dinamini. Namo Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Dinamini. Namo Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini. First of all, I would like to thank His Divine Grace Giriraj Swami Maharaj to accept my humble invitations to host the Vyasa Puja in Houston. Somehow or other, Krishna may have a different plan, so I just want to request Maharaj to be merciful to me that maybe next year we can host in Houston. In the new temple. The meaning of Vyasa Puja. Srila Prabhupada often used the analogy of an ambassador when describing the spiritual master. As an ambassador is not shown all respect due to his post, the spiritual master is respected as we would respect God due to his function as the Supreme Lord's representative. The etiquette of honoring the spiritual master, however, is not a dogmatic social convention like those practiced on the political scene. The bona fide spiritual master is not an ordinary human being. His qualities are all transcendental to the modes of material nature, and by those qualities he endears himself to his disciple and help them develop their love for him and for Sri Krishna. Although how he does this may not always be apparent, there are times when one can peep into the spiritual dimensions and appreciate the spiritual master's uncommon nature. Such a circumstance occurred while Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan on Janmashtami night, August 18, 1974. Srila Prabhupada was visibly ill, but he still insisted on greeting the governor and other dignitaries in the unfinished Krishna Balaram temple. Despite extreme inconvenience, Prabhupada spoke publicly that night and then returned to his room, barely able to walk without assistance. Not understanding Srila Prabhupada's fragile conditions, while he was at the temple, I entered his room and placed many gifts on his desk for his Vyas Puja celebration the next day. When he returned to his room, I went into the garden and looked through Prabhupada's window, hoping to see him enjoy the gifts. Instead, what I saw gripped my heart with fear. Srila Prabhupada had collapsed across his asana and lay with his head motionless against the pillow. He looked feverish and weak with no strength to move. I quickly ran to tell Prabhupada's servant of his serious conditions. The next day, Srila Prabhupada was too weak to attend his Vyas Puja ceremony. All his disciples chanted and prayed for his recovery while going through the formalities of Vyas Puja. Srila Prabhupada was the person to whom we had given our life, the person who has given us the life. Despite our deep love for Prabhupada, however, we could do nothing more than pray for him that day. 24-hour kirtan commenced in temple around the world as Srila Prabhupada's condition worsened. Amazingly, despite Prabhupada's ill health, he dutifully sent letter to various devotees who had given him gifts and written homage for his Vyas Puja. We each received the same letter. I beg to thank you for your kind appreciation on the Vyas Puja day. Your sentiments are appreciated by me. It is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is only by pleasing the spiritual master that one can be assured of pleasing Krishna. So my only request to my disciple all over the world on this day is to go on pushing on this movement with determination and sincerity, rigidly following the principles I have given you. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I venture to call this letter the Vyas Puja Sutra because it describes the essential meaning of Vyas Puja, our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, our service to him, and the ultimate goal of that service. In this year's Vyas Puja book, one will find innumerable offerings, but one will also sense an underlying theme, a thread of sentiment running through all of them, one of love and appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. From the incidents of Janmashtami and Vyas Puja in 1974, we learn just how determined and selfless Srila Prabhupada is and why he is worshipable. Our debt to him is the way beyond our ability to repay, as Srila Prabhupada wrote in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7.114 purport. Each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable conditions, but now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. Let us therefore keep pushing on this movement with determination and sincerity, rigidly following the principles Srila Prabhupada has given us to attain the goal of pleasing Krishna. As most unqualified, wretched and fallen recipients of Prabhupada's causeless mercy, let us seriously try to please him by following his instructions carefully. Devi Shakti Devi Dasi. So I would like to take a moment to deeply appreciate the positions of Giriraj Swami Maharaj. I think he is the associates of Srimati Radharani eternally and manifestations of the mercy of also our Panchatattva and specifically Nityanand Prabhu. It's stated that Tasmat Guru Prapadyante Jignashur Eva Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatham Brahmani Upshrama Ashrayam. the one who is sincerely seeking for the happiness in this life must seek for the spiritual master by taking the initiation from him. The definition of the spiritual master, guru, is that one, he has realized the conclusions of all Vedic knowledge and he is able to convince others about those convictions. And he has developed the love for the lotus feet of Krishna by not even considering the material situations. Such a person is a bona fide spiritual master. So I have seen in the life of Giriraj Swami Maharaj that all the quality describes in the scripture is visible in his life. I have the opportunity to meet him and I think I will really imbibe this moment that even we got a chance to glorify those personalities. Because without serving those personalities, and as I read earlier, without pleasing the dear devotees of Krishna, we have no hope to make any advancement. So again, from my heart, I would like to thank Giriraj Swami Maharaj to give us the opportunity to glorify on this very auspicious day of his appearance. And we pray to him that please be kind to us, please guide us, instruct us as necessary, so we can also follow his exemplary life. Giriraj Swami Maharaj's life is just showing the dedication to Srila Prabhupada. It says that in one of the Upanishad, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir, Yasya Deve Tathaguru, Tarsyate Yatita Hai Artham, Prakasanti Mahatmanaha. One who has the implicit faith in Krishna and his spiritual master, all the meanings of revealed scripture will be revealed to him without any effort. So we have seen whenever we associate with Giriraj Maharaj, we will also not only get his kind association because he is so merciful, that he also will give us the association of Srila Prabhupada, even though we were not qualified or we were not able to have his personal associations. By having hearing Giriraj Swami Maharaj's words, I have experienced so many times in my life that even though I have never met Srila Prabhupada, I can feel that I have been in association with Srila Prabhupada. One time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj mentions that the definition of the Siksha Guru, and he told me, the Siksha Guru is the one who can increase the faith in your Diksha Guru. By serving Srila Giriraj Maharaj, I have seen that it has increased the faith in him and faith in my spiritual master. And I know that he can really help me. Somehow or other, those personality has always the vision. And somehow or other, Gurudev always mentioned to me that we are one soul with two bodies. And I feel that my Gurudev has left the Vapu, that I can show him in the Vapu form, non-different than Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And also he gave me, whenever Giriraj Swami Maharaj used to come to the Houston, Gurudev used to always tell me that please personally take care of him. And I still feel that it was my Gurudev's desire that I should serve him very nicely, sincerely from my heart. And I pray to Giriraj Swami Maharaj that please allow me in any way, even though I'm totally disqualified, please keep me at your lotus feet. Thank you very much, Maharaj.